Stability and Other Tenuous Positions. Sounds like a dissertation on the market in asset-backed debt obligations, and you'll be happy to know that it isn't. It's about something both more accessible and more intriguing. Stability and Other Tenuous Positions is an exhibit that opened last Saturday at an art gallery in Seattle called the Lorimer Project. Artists Ward Shelley and Alex Schwader have a collection of works that blend architecture, performance, and visual arts, and the two artists opened their exhibit by living in it. They've spent the past 6 days living in a small, open-air structure. It has two beds, one on each end, and then at the center a kitchen and a bathroom, each with two doors, and it stands on a single point, like a house balancing on a seesaw. This is the centerpiece of the exhibit. And joining us near the fulcrum are Ward Shelley and Alex Schwader. Hi, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Ward Shelley, first, I want you to describe where you and Alex are right now. What does it look like to you?
Well, you could think of it like a house, because we're living on it, but it's in a large gallery space, and our structure is hanging from some chains from the ceiling, and it's off the ground, so it doesn't really touch the ground anywhere. And you can tell by looking at it that if we move around on it, it's going to tip like a seesaw.
And now, if one of you were to go to the bathroom, let's say, at the center, would the other have to go near the bathroom to keep the thing relatively stable, or how does that work?
Well, that's exactly how it works. The person can go to the bathroom without the other, but then the thing inclines to about 30 degrees, and it's not very comfortable, and you spill drinks and things like that.
I can imagine. Likewise, meals must be coordinated, because if one of you went to the kitchen and the other one stayed on the end, you'd be trying to cook
that's
at a 30-degree incline,
exactly.
I guess.
It would be, kind of a tossed salad, as it were.
So you've learned to coordinate your lives very closely in this week.
Yes, cooperation has been the main ingredient of this piece, to continue the cooking metaphor.
Each one of you has a side. You clearly have some territorial division here in the
yes,
exhibit.
Yes, and we haven't entered each other's space.
Well, let's hear what it sounds like when the two of you, Alex and Ward, why don't you go to your different ends here?
Normally we move slowly.
So now I've tipped the structure all the way down, and Ward is going back towards his end, away from the fulcrum, and we're pretty well balanced.
Ward, can you hear us over there?
Yes, I can.
At night, if somebody tosses and turns, does that send the other person tossing and turning?
Oh, that's just the worst. That's just the worst. If someone gets up to do something, then your REM slowly, well, rather quickly falls away.
This is a week-long experience, I gather, so you're about to conclude this weekend. What is the takeaway lesson from spending a week in balance with someone else?
For me, it's been just an absolute eye-opener in terms of cooperation and negotiation.
And Ward, you agree?
Yeah, I would say that competition doesn't improve everything. The cooperation makes a lot more sense in a lot of situations, and maybe most situations. But sensitivity, that's what it's kind of about, too. Sensitivity and accommodating the needs of the other guy.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us today about your work, Stability, at the Lorimer Project in Seattle. Alex Schwader and Ward Shelley, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And there's a picture of what we've been talking about at our website, npr.org.